The Sanctuary, a community of Jesus people promoting the glory of God in all things to all nations through gospel-centered missional living. Whether it be working with groups in Africa to build orphanages and help rid the continent of AIDS, or feeding the hungry, giving to the oppressed, and helping the hurting who live in our own community, The Sanctuary invites you to be part of a culture of passionate service. You can change your world. Be inspired. Join the movement.
So we've been in Galatians, and we'll continue to be in Galatians. If you have your Bibles, you can turn there. Your electronic Bibles, you can go there. If you don't have one, you have the blue ones. I think it's like page 564 or something in our blue Bibles. So we're going to go to Galatians. I think we have Galatians 5:1. Is that the first thing we have on that screen? Can you pop that up there? Galatians 5:1, this is our theme verse for the book of Galatians. If you really want to take the entire book and summarize it and understand what Galatians is really about, this is it. So let's read this out loud together, if you would join me in reading this. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. That is literally the theme of the book of Galatians, right? Everything revolves around that idea. And we're unpacking it over these next several weeks, and we have been. One of the things we've talked about is that we have a great gospel. The message of Jesus Christ, who Jesus was, what he did, who he is today. It is a great story, and it's a great gospel that's worth fighting for. Those of us who are mature in the faith, those of us who've maybe been around a while or you've grown up in the faith a little bit, we have to understand that there are people who are not maybe spiritually as far along as we are, and our goal has to be Galatians chapter 2 verse 5 for them, that we did not yield to subjection for even an hour so that the truth of the gospel would remain in you. We have got to keep that in our sights, people. Those of us who have just been down the road a little bit, we know a little bit more about the Lord and walking with Him and what it means to be in the Spirit, we have to understand that part of our job is to make sure that the gospel remains in the people who are watching us. That the gospel doesn't take any hits because of our lives. That the gospel, the message of the gospel, the truth of the gospel isn't detracted from because of something we teach or because of something that we do. So we've got to make sure that the gospel remaining in people is high, high, high on our priority list. Last week, we talked about that we were dead to the law and that we have to keep our eyes on Christ. We're not going to go back and redo that.